Now turn to part two.
You will hear part of an international radio broadcast on the subject of Guy Fawkes Night, an annual public celebration in Great Britain. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds in which to look at part two.
Every year in Britain, at the beginning of November, schools have a one-week holiday, and on the 5th of November, many people celebrate Guy Fawkes Night. The celebration centres around the burning of a life-size model of a man with a black hat and beard called Guy. The model has been specially made for this purpose. It's a wonderful time for kids of all ages, but not so much fun for cats and dogs, which are usually terrified by sounds of exploding fireworks and skyrockets. To understand the reasons for this tradition, we have to go back almost 400 years to a time when there were two important religious groups in Britain, the Catholics and the Protestants. For many years, there had been fighting between them. In 1605, the King, James I, and his government were Protestants, and they made life rather difficult for the country's Catholics, of which there were many. According to the popular story, a group of prominent Catholics met secretly and decided that the King and his government must die. They came up with the idea of destroying the Houses of Parliament with explosives. The leader of this gang of conspirators was a man called Robert Catesby. Of course, being well-known Catholics, the group were not trusted by the government, and so they needed the help of a professional soldier who the government officers would not recognise. The man they eventually found for the job was Guy Fawkes. After an unsuccessful attempt to dig a tunnel, the conspirators bought a house beside the Parliament building, which already had a tunnel going into the Houses of Parliament from its cellar. For many weeks, Catesby and his companions moved huge barrels of highly explosive gunpowder along the tunnel and placed them in exactly the right places under the government building. When the King and his Parliament had their first meeting of the year in November, the conspirators planned to explode the gunpowder and so kill everybody in the building. Guy Fawkes had the important job of watching the street outside the conspirators' house and warning the others of any approaching danger. Well, the King found out about the plot and he sent soldiers to arrest them. However, they found only Guy Fawkes on duty outside the house. The other conspirators had escaped. Eventually, all the plotters were caught and executed, but Guy Fawkes has remained the most famous, probably on account of his being caught first. There was also another result of the discovery of the plot. Afterwards, all Catholics in England were blamed for the attempted attack, and this gave the Protestant government the excuse it wanted to persecute the Catholics even more. Although these events are still celebrated throughout Britain today, Catholics and Protestants have learned to live together in peace, and so the celebration itself is mostly harmless fun. Besides, the story is no longer believed by most serious historians.
You will hear the piece again.
Every year in Britain, at the beginning of November, schools have a one-week holiday, and on the 5th of November, many people celebrate Guy Fawkes Night. The celebration centres around the burning of a life-size model of a man with a black hat and beard called Guy. The model has been specially made for this purpose. It's a wonderful time for kids of all ages, but not so much fun for cats and dogs, which are usually terrified by sounds of exploding fireworks and skyrockets. To understand the reasons for this tradition, we have to go back almost 400 years to a time when there were two important religious groups in Britain, the Catholics and the Protestants. For many years, there had been fighting between them. In 1605, the king, James I, and his government were Protestants, and they made life rather difficult for the country's Catholics, of which there were many. According to the popular story, a group of prominent Catholics met secretly and decided that the king and his government must die. They came up with the idea of destroying the Houses of Parliament with explosives. The leader of this gang of conspirators was a man called Robert Catesby. Of course, being well-known Catholics, the group were not trusted by the government, and so they needed the help of a professional soldier who the government officers would not recognise. The man they eventually found for the job was Guy Fawkes. After an unsuccessful attempt to dig a tunnel, the conspirators bought a house beside the Parliament building, which already had a tunnel going into the Houses of Parliament from its cellar. For many weeks, Catesby and his companions moved huge barrels of highly explosive gunpowder along the tunnel and placed them in exactly the right places under the government building. When the king and his parliament had their first meeting of the year in November, the conspirators planned to explode the gunpowder and so kill everybody in the building. Guy Fawkes had the important job of watching the street outside the conspirators' house and warning the others of any approaching danger. Well, the king found out about the plot and he sent soldiers to arrest them. However, they found only Guy Fawkes on duty outside the house. The other conspirators had escaped. Eventually, all the plotters were caught and executed, but Guy Fawkes has remained the most famous, probably on account of his being caught first. There was also another result of the discovery of the plot. Afterwards, all Catholics in England were blamed for the attempted attack, and this gave the Protestant government the excuse it wanted to persecute the Catholics even more. Although these events are still celebrated throughout Britain today, Catholics and Protestants have learned to live together in peace, and so the celebration itself is mostly harmless fun. Besides, the story is no longer believed by most serious historians.
That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.